The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
All right, continuing the conversation on Friday the 13th. Ooh. Do you feel a little cursed today? I don't know. I feel good, actually. Feel really good about it. I had a lot of fun watching the Democratic debate, but I had more fun reading about Andy McCabe. Andy McCabe now going to be held to account, it appears, anyhow, for all the chicanery and the games and everything that went on during the Russia probe. Joining me now to sort it out and help me find some understanding, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you and not worried about Friday the 13th in the least.
All right, good, good. And no black cat crossed your path. Good. Let's talk about Andy McCabe just for a moment. Andy McCabe, who was hired by CNN, laughably, I might add. Andy McCabe apparently is going to be facing the music, maybe. What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's just a matter of course of the fact when you start a process that is based upon lies and attempting to do something that goes really against the freedom of this country and against individuals, especially against Donald Trump, trying to stop what the American people did and do that in a way that can only be done by using authorities and powers and organs that are supposed to be for America's benefit and its protection and its law-abiding people, to protect them, you're going to get in trouble. And I think it's only a matter of time and what takes place. You know, people like Kevin Nunes, Jim Jordan, and others have been working significantly on pointing this out and pointing to documents that will indeed in the end show McCabe, Strzok, and others to be people who tried to go against the American public and do something that only is done in countries that don't believe in freedom and the control of the people.
Yeah, Jesse Liu is the U.S. attorney who has recommended moving forward with charges against McCabe. Not clear what those charges are as I've scanned through all of these articles. I don't know what the charges are, but I feel like it could be just the beginning because you've got Michael Horowitz who's coming out with the Inspector General's report. You've got John Durham who's in investigating on behalf at the request of William Barr, the Attorney General. I mean, a lot more serious items could make it to the top of the page, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And if Nadler and others will not bring Adam Schiff and won't bring Horowitz up in front of their committee to take the report and discuss it and allow questions to be given and answered, it's good to hear that Senator Lindsey Graham is going to do that. That's not good for the side that tried to intercept the pass that the American people gave. And so no more is coming out. When you have a whole effort put in place based upon a false dossier put together in a political way and paid for, trying to undermine and deep what went on in the American public's mind at an election, you just have to accept the fact there is going to be information that will come out, will be found, documents in place, emails, text messages, phone calls. When you have a Justice Department headed by a guy like Attorney General Barr, who will actually use the authority of law to get to the wrongdoer. And so, no, I think McCabe and others have some real concerns coming before them.
Well, I think you're right. All right, so let's shift gears a little bit to what you mentioned, Jerry Nadler. Seems to be a lot of confusion here, Congressman. Jerry Nadler says there is an impeachment inquiry underway. Other people like, it can't be. You have to have a vote of the entire House. No, we don't. We'll do as we please. Nancy Pelosi, none too pleased, by the way, to take questions about that at all yesterday. What do you make of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, she knows that the American people don't have a stomach for impeachment. They're sitting in an economy that's going strong. Wages increased. The military back in a position that it should be, the opportunity for trade deals to be completed, looking like even Democrats. I talked with one of my Democrat colleagues from Michigan yesterday who said she absolutely wants to see a vote taken on USMCA. She heard it from her manufacturers and others during the course of the August recess.
Let me jump in there. I need to ask you this because Dan Kildee was on the program just 2 days ago, one of your colleagues from Michigan, a Democrat. He said the USMCA isn't done yet. It's not ready to be voted on. That's the delay. Do you not buy that?
Well, Dan and I rode home together on the plane last night. Dan's a good friend of mine, and I like him as a person. But I think that was talking points for his district, which is heavy union district. I have that in my district as well, but I'm seeing the rank and file saying, listen, we like the fact that our jobs are more secure now. We want to move forward. So I think if Dan talks to the actual workers, he'll find that there is more support for getting a trade deal done that will increase the requirement for U.S. content in the cars and products produced in this country. 170,000+ jobs will be increased in this country as a result of that trade deal. Our agriculture community, our manufacturing community will be stabilized still further. Now, I think Dan is doing what he needs to do based upon who he represents at this point in time. But in the end, Mexico has done exactly what Dan and others say they want to see done for the benefits of the workforce. But when I stand up and say, listen, are we going to think more about our own American workers or the Mexican workers? Nothing against the Mexican workers, but our union benefits what's going on in negotiations, collective bargaining in our companies in this country didn't happen overnight. And
right.
You can't expect that Mexico will happen overnight. But they voted in Parliament in Mexico to put significant benefits in and work agreements in for the USMCA, for their people as well. So I think in the end, when you have 14 at this point in time and growing Democrat members of the House saying to the Speaker, let's get on with it, and Washington Post of all papers, that liberal rag coming out yesterday and saying Nancy Pelosi needs to take up the USMCA and pass it because it's good for this country, I think it'll happen.
I think it's an important bit of legislation for sure, because people like my member of Congress, Elizabeth Slotkin, I mean, they're caught in the crosshairs here. If they don't get that done and they don't do anything in a district that went with Donald Trump in 2016, and they sit on their victory in 2018, it leaves them in a very precarious position.
Well, it does, and I'm hoping that my Democrat colleagues, at least most of them, who I think get it, that the fact is we're trying to help America. In the process, we'll help Canada and we'll help Mexico as well, but we want to help America first, and that's what this trade deal does, and the efforts for the China trade deal also that goes on, the Korean trade deal that's been passed already is working very well, and Japan talking to us. Those are the issues of concern, I think, in the end that will solidify their place with their constituents because they've done what's best first for the American workforce, the American individual, and more specifically, the individuals in their district.
All right. Well, that's going to where we're going to leave it for today. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District. Always appreciate you being here, sir.
Grateful to be here and looking forward to another great Pure Michigan weekend.
There you go. Me too. It is Friday the 13th. Doesn't bother me at all. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and, of course, Instagram as well. All the toys for all the kids. From us to you, it's the Steve Gruber Show back after this. I feel so good, I'm so alive. You got a song playing on the radio. It goes, get up, everybody. Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA-approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what...
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
You don't...